This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Elon Musk, he of SpaceX, and for our immediate purposes right now, Tesla, the electric car company, had a big event here in L.A. last night at which he unveiled what he is calling the Powerwall, a big battery for your home, or in a bigger version for businesses, to store up energy and wean us all off energy from the power grid. Marketplace's Scott Tong from the Sustainability Desk has been following the story. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
All right, give me a little reality check here. Should I go out and buy one of these battery system things?
Someday. There's a lot of excitement over cutting cords right now, as you know, right? Cut your landline, your cable TV line. And this suggestion is maybe your electricity cord, right? Everybody grab your scissors and just start cutting.
Right.
Well, here's the scenario for electricity. Say you have solar panels on your roof, and they are getting cheaper by the day. That makes homemade electricity during the day. But of course, when the sun goes down, you don't have any. And now enter the home battery.
Right.
That's where you can store. You can bank your energy you make during the day, and you can withdraw it at night. And boom, you can defect from the grid. That's what the cool kids say, grid defection. Now, the reality check, of course, is whether this makes money sense.
Kyle. Well, do the math for me then. I've got to spend I don't know how many thousands of dollars on solar panels, and then I got to drop $3,000 for one of these whiz-bang Tesla batteries, right?
Plus installation.
Of course, yeah.
A job creation, right?
Yes.
And then you have to do a comparison. Take your homemade kind of DIY solar energy costs and see if they're less than the price of your power bill. Now, the folks at Bloomberg New Energy Finance did some of this math, and analyst Brian Warshe there says, even with this aggressively priced Tesla battery, it doesn't make sense today for the home. Hmm.
The residential market will be limited, one, because most people don't have solar power. Two, most people that do have solar power are already saving money on their electricity bill without any sort of storage. And in the U.S., for the most part, the power grid is quite reliable and quite cheap. So it does make sense for people to remain grid connected.
And so, Kai, a more likely scenario is for homeowners to partially defect from the grid. You know, solar panels and a battery and keep your small utility bill. And, you know, by one projection, perhaps kind of full grid defection in 2 decades or so.
So what I hear you saying is not quite, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's promise. This could be the big original cell phone, you know, the one that took two hands to hold. However, the promise of the great battery of tomorrow, we have seen this movie before.
All right, talk to me very quickly about the corporate angle here for Tesla, because they are spending a whole bunch of money on a battery factory out in Nevada, right?
That's right.
Right.
The Gigafactory. And they're going to need giga customers to buy these batteries. And so this could work into that formula. If they make a lot of batteries for the home, that could be part of their customer base.
I think the corporate synergy, right? Is that the word?
It all goes together.
Scott Tong from the Sustainability Desk in Washington. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, you're welcome.